Hi, this is David Broza. I started playing music when I was a teenager, and it was just more of a pastime. Professionally, I just started when I was 22, and it was a chance I had to make some money and to spend a year on the road and on stage in Israel before I would go off and concentrate on a career as far as studies and university goes. But that never came to be. I just stuck around music. And on that same year, it was back in 1977, I wrote Yetov. Then it became such a major song on the radio and in shows that I just continued writing music. So Yetov was the first one, and it dealt, of course, with the arrival of Sadat to Israel and the beginning of the peace process. After many years, this song became a major tool in my participating and encouraging and helping educate Israeli public to support the peace process. I've always been pro-peace and coexistence since I'm a young kid. It runs in the family. My grandfather is one of the founders of Neve Shalom, Wachta Salam, an Israeli-Palestinian village, and always professed that peace can be taught, just like war can be taught. During the Keves HaShishasa, I was 22. I had only recorded Yetov and Bedouin love song, Shirava Bedoui, and maybe a few other songs. I was very new to this whole thing. It was the result of Yonatan Geffen getting to know my work and talent that he asked me to join this group of great performers, Yudit Ravitz, Gidi Gov, Yoni Rechter, and himself. And I was the newcomer. There was only one pretension there, is to make good music, good poetry, and hopefully make a hit. And this is what it was. It was just great music. I've remained in the music industry for the rest of my career, which is 35 years later. You know, it's been a long road. I know that the youth sing Yetov and Mitachat HaShamayim, and I know that I've basically performed in just about every corner of the world where there's a Jewish community or a Jewish youth movement, and I've really enjoyed it, and I continue enjoying it. Back in the 90s, late 80s, I was probably the only one who was bringing that kind of new Israeli music across the world. I played if there was a community that wanted me, and I just toured everywhere. Today, I'm very happy to see that you have Adag Nachash, and you have Idan Reichel, and you have Achinoam Nini, and Asaf Avidan. I mean, there's more and more Israeli bands penetrating the general markets, but mostly are being accepted and inspire the Jewish youth around the world. It's about time. I was so touched when I saw Debbie Friedman passed away this year. Through her music, she was able to really take the beauty of the Jewish message and the Jewish philosophy and just bring it into every walks of life. I'm a secular Jew. I respect all the festivals. Friday night when I'm home and I'm not performing is a very beautiful night. Always family and friends gather. I'm nothing but a Jew. You know, I'm Israeli by nationality, Jewish by faith. And I see a lot of beautiful things in Judaism, which I hold in the highest and deepest place in my heart. I'm very proud of being Jewish. I do travel a lot, so I carry my Judaism with me. Jewish rock radio in itself is a cool concept. Having said that, you got so many hundreds of thousands of listeners and tens of thousands of apps. For me, as far as I'm concerned, that's what music needs. It needs that channel to be able to be played on. That's totally valid, and I'm very happy that we have that. The new album is called Safa Shlishit, which means third language. It's the first album I wrote the lyrics to, so I feel more accomplished than ever. It was very cool, too, because I wrote it here in New York. I wrote these 15 songs in 2 weeks, and I'd never written words before. I've always relied on poetry and poets working with me and managed to raise a hell of a lot of money, really through the trust and the support of listeners around the world. I'm so happy that 10 months from the day of inception of literally writing the poems and the music, the album is up out on the shelves, in the internet, on my website, davidbroza.net, or in my Facebook. This new album is really has brought to me a complete new world. Definitely the highlight of my career as I know it now, which is 35 years later, you know. It's been a long road. Maybe now I'm becoming a bit of a poet myself.